Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Will Smith was in Chicago last night, and you got to chat with him. What's he talking about these days?
Yeah, we're chasing around the A-listers in Chicago last night. Will has a new memoir out, a rather revealing memoir that he was at the Chicago Theater talking about last night. But before that, he was talking about his new movie that opens next week called King Richard. He plays Richard Williams, who is the father of Venus and Serena Williams. I've seen this movie already. It's a really good movie, a very interesting true story of how Venus and Serena were motivated and advocated for and pushed by their father in a very loving way to rise to the top of the tennis world. So he went to this new facility, Bob, that's on the south side, called XS Tennis and Education Foundation. It is a beautiful, sprawling tennis facility at 53rd and State Street. And, you know, the kids are flocking to this place with a renewed interest in tennis like there never has been before. So, you know, it was the perfect place for this red carpet that we had with Will, who toured the facility with his two co-stars, the young actresses who play Venus and Serena in the movie. And he talked to the crowd, you know, inspired these kids to, you know, reach for the stars and don't let anything get in their way. It was very moving. And then we caught up with him on the red carpet and talked a little about who inspired him.
This movie is so inspiring, and the effect that Richard had on his daughters and others. Did you have a Richard when you were young and starting and getting going? Who was that?
You know, I've been really blessed to have a whole lot of Richard Williams types appear in my life. You know, my father, mother, and grandmother were firmly behind me for the things that I've always dreamed and wanted to do in my life. Quincy Jones came into my life. Denzel and Eddie had always made themselves available to me. Oprah, you know. So I always had someone that was ready to reach out and help.
It's interesting watching you walk in, and the grin on your face got bigger and bigger and bigger as you were watching the kids out on the court playing, and what this meant to them, what tennis meant to them, having an outlet like this meant to them. What was going through your mind?
You know, well, first I was amazed at the size and scope of this facility. You know, when I was coming in, it wasn't what I was expecting. It's really massive, you know. And I mean, we've seen a lot of tennis facilities, you know, shooting and places, and you know, but this is, you know, really gigantic, you know. So the amount of people and the amount of work and the beauty of this facility is it was very rare.
Yeah, we're watching those, watching the kids though.
You love those beautiful tennis faces.
Yeah, the kids on those tennis courts, all the courts, the indoor courts were active, and Will would, you know, stop, and you know, the kids would, their jaws would drop to the ground to see him there. He is just one of the nicest guys. I've been interviewing Will I don't know how many years and how many times that we've done it, but just could not be a nicer guy to everybody through the years.
Country Music Awards were last night. It was the CMA, but even Lionel Richie and Jennifer Hudson were part of it, weren't they?
Oh, Jennifer Hudson brought down the house. She sang, I'm not as into country music as I probably should be, but my jaw was dropped open as she was handling kind of country blues last night. The performances, the CMA Awards are always noted for amazing performances, and this is the first time in 2 years that it's been back in front of an audience again at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. So things were kind of back to normal. But, you know, great performances. Chris Stapleton, Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, Eric Church. Big winners of the night included Luke Combs, who won Entertainer of the Year. Carly Pierce took Female Vocalist of the Year. Chris Stapleton took more awards than anybody else, got 6 awards in all, including Male Vocalist of the Year, Single of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Group of the Year was Old Dominion, and the Brothers Osborne Duo of the Year.
We'll take a break here, and then we'll come back. We'll hear from Pete Davidson. Also, some sad news for Moody Blues fans.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Nights and nights I do. Never reaching the end. Letters I've written. Never meaning to send.
News Nation reporting exclusively this morning about the passing of a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dean?
Yeah, the original drummer of the Moody Blues, really one of the founding fathers of one of the most influential, you know, rock bands of our era, Graham Edge, passed away at his home in Sarasota, Florida this morning. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Among his many contributions, he was, you know, on and off with the group pretty much since it all started in 1964. But drummer with the group and also wrote poetry for the group. Many of you know this particular song, Nights in White Satin, ends with a beautiful verse of poetry that was written by Graham Edge. But something that I learned about him years ago was that while he wrote the poetry, it was not Graham Edge that recited it. It was actually recited by another member of the band, Mike Pinder. And as the story goes, they gave him the poetry to read because he smoked the most cigarettes and drank the most whiskey in the band. So
he lowered his voice?
Yeah, so they said his voice was the best for reading the poetry. But I've always been such a huge fan of the Moody Blues, you know, their deep album cuts. I would put on my gigantic headphones back in the day and listen to Bob Surratt on FM, you know, playing all these great songs.
No, we did.
I know. I loved it. I couldn't get enough.
Yeah, at the Rosemont Theater some years ago, and they were great live as well.
Yeah.
Sad to hear about the passing of Graham Edge of the Moody Blues. Also, a Young and the Restless star has died.
Yeah, one of the longest-running stars of Young and the Restless has actually passed away, and that story has just crashed on my computer.
Well, make up a name. Is it still on? No, that show isn't on.
Jerry Douglas. It's Jerry Douglas, who was, he played John Abbott on the show for more than 30 years, had a brief illness, and passed away again. You know, a lot of people are even surprised that Young and the Restless is still on.
Really?
Because the soap operas are not what they used to be, but there are longtime fans of these shows, and this Jerry Douglas was, one of had longevity like a few others on daytime television.
The Jonas Brothers got roasted, and Pete Davidson was one of the roasters, wasn't he?
Yeah, I love this. Netflix is starting a thing called Family Roasts, where they bring on groups, family members, preferably, and they get roasted, not as raunchy or as cruel as the Comedy Central roast, but still kind of fun. So the Jonas Brothers, took their spots, and SNL's Pete Davidson had way with them.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. Show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Did you know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous, though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
Interesting.
And I love how they sit there with, you know, like with the over-enthusiastic laughter,
yeah.
Appearing to be really good sports while all of this is going on. Somebody make a note. We need to have a Bob Surratt roast.
No, we don't. Finally, it's about time this happened. Someone has canceled themselves.
Yes, in this cancel culture in which we live, leave it to Monty Python veteran John Cleese to cancel himself. He was set to do an appearance at Cambridge University, but this was supposed to be this coming weekend. But he learned about a speaker a couple of weeks ago that got canceled because at one time this speaker had done an impersonation of Hitler as a joke. John Cleese said, I have also done satirical impersonations of Hitler back in the Monty Python days. So he said, I'm canceling myself. I'm taking myself out before some do-gooder comes along and cancels me from this appearance. So John Cleese taking matters into his own hands.
And happy birthday, Jim Peterik, 71 today. Old is the new young, though, isn't it?
Oh, and when your hair's that purple, there is no such thing as getting older.
See you tomorrow.
See you.